So last time I came to Japan was 2017. Well, I just didn't get the time to actually see the beauty of the country. The people here have a deep appreciation for music and especially jazz. It'd just be nice to experience that and see the beauty of the country and explore, see other ways of walking this earth, you know? So my connection to nature and doing these live performances in nature, and it started from way back. Our family home, it's a self-build scheme, surrounded by nature in the middle of London. My brothers are musicians as well, so my dad kind of had us as a band when we was growing up, playing together in the house. So, to be honest, we've been making music and making sounds surrounded by trees and animals for a long time. It's just something special about being able to perform and record outside, in the elements, one take. For me, my dad, he's a hero of mine. He's had a huge influence on myself, my brothers and my family. I've traveled with my family since I was young, but to then come on tour and to be performing shows and my dad's there on the journey with myself, it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Fraser, you going for a swim?
Definitely not going for a swim.
One of my earliest connections to Japan, the group of taiko drummers that did this incredible performance. I must have been about 7 or 8. My mum took me to the Barbican in London. I'd never seen drums and sticks that big. The athleticism to play the drums and the movements that were going on, it just blew my mind. Obviously being a young drummer, you know, has stuck on my mind till this day.
So what do you interest in Japanese drum?
So when I was small, there's a place called the Barbican Theatre.
Yes.
In London.
When?
This must have been 2006, 2005.
Maybe I was there.
Okay.
Yes.
You performed at the bar?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was in a group
right,
that
right.
moment. Maybe we met already.
Okay, yeah, that's the mystics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shall we try it together?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to play this one or that one?
I'll try this one.
Okay.
Because that seems like the head honcho, that's the boss man. That's the boss.
It's very important for me, being a drummer and a musician, you want to keep evolving, you want to keep learning. You can watch things on YouTube or you can hear things, but to see things live and direct from people that are from the tradition is very important, you know, and that's the way I like to learn. Japan and then to link with Shogo, who's a master drummer. It's very special, man. Very special. Hey. That was a great way to start this week.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
You know, Tokyo is such a huge city that you think it would be like quite stressful, but it's the complete opposite. Even being in the most busiest places, I felt like there was a calmness, and it just shows you how things are running out here. It's just a different frequency and vibe. Even just to witness the architecture and the vibes around the buildings, seeing people doing their blessings and prayers. It's a very special feeling, you know. I feel a deep connection to a lot of Eastern philosophy. My mum, she's an amazing yoga teacher. My dad is also an Iyengar yoga teacher. My grandma as well, she had Buddhists come and stay with us. So growing up, that was in the household. Kind of around that energy, you know, and practice Qigong and just understanding the Qi of the body. Based out of Japan, they have a lot of ways of living that it's inspiring, you know.
Hello. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
And I'd seen video clips of monks in the temple doing the Enzo painting with a one brush stroke. And then obviously when I was doing Qigong, just understanding about Zen, the philosophies behind that, and Enzo was something that I kind of seen come up. When I'm on the drums, sometimes it's just the simplicity of just forgetting everything you know and just being in that moment. And I kind of see that with that one stroke. It's like a one take. Because I feel like we live in a world where everybody's like trying to do a million takes of music or overproduce it or over perfect it. And actually it's just that initial feeling, that initial one take in the moment, which I kind of relate to what I'm doing with the music, you know.
I kind of know there's some different meanings about the Enzo, but how does it make Marnie feel? What is she thinking about when she's painting it?
Heiwa ni naru you ni. あとちゃんとバランスよく描けますようにっていう自分への願いも込めて、書道ってその時の感情が鏡のように映されるものだと思ってるんですけども、とにかく集中してで落ち着かせて描くっていうのは本当に大事だなって日々書道をしてて思ってます。
Watching an incredible calligrapher in Mami do what she does, I just came off a plane andto suddenly be in this space where this feeling of zen and just calmness was a very special moment.
I've heard a lot of amazing things about Japan. Musicians and DJs, especially, have told me that the people here have a deep appreciation for music and especially jazz. They really listen to the music. They have the vinyls, they're connoisseurs in this, and for me that's important, you know.
It was kind of early in the morning and I wasn't sure what was going on, and we turn up and we go in this little, you know, spot, and who knows, there he's cooking up the hot dogs and making this tea and coffee, and he had the Herbie Hancock Headhunters playing. We sat down and honestly, I've never heard a sound system that warm and clear before, you know. I record music to tape, you know, and I think when you put the tape onto the vinyl and into a nice sound system, that's when you kind of get to really hear the details.
He was just saying your setup is so pure and clear, very, very beautiful space.
I don't know where it is pretty.
Okay, so that's my family house. So that's me, yeah. So I must have been about 9. My mom took the photo, and there's a photo of my dad cutting my hair the next day or the same day. So I think it was the day my mom was like, well, if you're cutting your afro, I take the photos now and then.
Right.
We got photos of my dad with the clippers going.
Is this your family?
Yeah, so that's Ahmad. That's my oldest brother, Jamal, the second oldest, and Kareem, and then that's me.
Are you?
And I was paying sticks. This is in Bath in the UK, where my grandma used to live. And I think it was actually her wedding. I must have been about 3 years old, trying to already know that maybe the drums was going to be my instrument. We have a good family friend of ours called Mary, who was one of my mum's best friends, and she had made this collage years ago. So the original photos of me and the baby, my brothers, and then I've added some newer photos with my daughter, the band down there, some from my parents' wedding. Wouldn't be here without family, right? So this album felt right to kind of share a bit of that story, especially for my mum as well. She's kind of like pivotal and she's in the next realm now, but yeah, kind of just a little ode to her.
And you draw your attention there.
Mostly we wouldn't know we had
that. Give me time.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Message.
Thank you.
Uno-san, Tunda's place was wicked, you know. People take the music seriously out here, and I think Uno shows that.
A lot of the music we grew up in the household was my dad's vinyl collection. The household, as you can imagine, had the vibes coming out of it, you know. Universe Sounds was insane. And listen, I've been to a lot of vinyl shots, but they ain't got it set up how he had it set up.
I don't know, man, it's too much to choose from. Oh, Tony Williams. Oh, here we go. Jaco Pastorius, Pat Metheny, Bruce Dittmas, one of the greatest bass players, Jaco Pastorius. You've got Milford Graves, you've got Andrew Cyril, Elvin Jones, one of my favorite drummers. I mean, look, Ayrton Moreira, Brazilian percussionist. He was lucky to meet him. He's a legend, man. Well, look, Buddy Rich. Not one of my top 10, but he's everybody's top 10, so shout out Buddy Rich. So that was a bit of a, like, I'm burning him off. Nah, he's an amazing drummer. Yeah, we're gonna get this one. That's a must, it's a must. Oh! Can we do a deal?
You can go to some shops that have got the whole thing. They ain't got what he's got in there. He's got the gems, man. He had the records that, you know, it's like he knew I was coming.
I seen some rare gems in there and it was hard to choose, but yeah, man, we got the Ayrton Moreira, Erto 3, Keith Jarrett, George Benson, Ron Carter. Wow, the list is endless on this. Stanley Clark, Chick Corea. We got Miles Davis, the live record. I keep it true with you. I just love the artwork, man. Wes Montgomery, this is for my dad. He wanted to hear the sweet guitar, Wes, so we had to get this one.
I just burned a hole in my pocket.
We got to make space in the luggage as well. So.
Yeah, man.
But no, it's worth it because these are some rare gems and they're in very good condition. Vibes.
talking a lot about the music and vinyl bears, but actually to see the details of actually what makes the sound and the science behind it was very special.
Hearing you're inside, Yusuf?
Yeah, I'm hearing like my blood up my ear or something. I can see it all the my drummer ears, man. Like,
so our founder was a curator in an art museum, and he started making listening sessions. Then he developed this passion for gramophone and had like a collection of up to 200. This one is the first domestic-oriented machine from Edison. Wax roll, and this is from 1905.
That's cool.
His master's voice, HMV の蓄音機。
Oh, wow. Actually, the sound quality is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
こちらは1928年頃の蓄音機。
So this has some funny functionality that you need to see. Please push the button.
Whoa. Okay. Jukebox style.
Yeah.
Seeing the history of the record players and the first vinyl player, and the fact that it's all working there in the Audio Technica's building just is a testament to their level of pushing things forward, but also respecting the history of where it's come from.
Thank you. I'll be standing here with someone new. There may be other songs that sing another song of this way. There'll never be another you.
I've heard a lot of amazing things about Jazz Kissers. Just the fact that you can go into this space and take in the music, have a focus on listening and also feeling like you're experiencing a live show. I want to experience just being in a place where you can just put on the whole album and everybody's bugging out the same way you're bugging out, you know?
You got the vinyl, the spot this vinyl.
Yeah.
I think it's this tune. Effie, that's my tune. That's Effie. That's No. But that's a night. That's.
See why people like John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, these people love coming here because they receive a different kind of love, you know. I saw the respect that they have for the music. Yeah, my dad loved it. If you know my dad, he's a vinyl man, he's got a jukebox, he's got the 7 inches. So I think for him to experience that just kind of blew his mind. And you know, he's all talking about setting up a Jazz Kiss in London and wants to bring that over to where we are to share to the people. So who knows what the future holds?
It was freezing. It was freezing. That is definitely up there. I think the wind was adding to the coldness. But, you know, the chi, you have to get the chi running through the body. It was a vibe. It's a bit of excitement anyway. But it's cool. We live with it. This last week in Japan has been truly incredible. It's actually exceeded what on my perception of what it was going to be. You know, the shows at the Blue Note have been amazing. Documentary with Audio Technica and Nick and the crew has been amazing. From Mammy doing the Enzo painting to the Jazz Kisser bars to Yokohama, Taiko drumming, Uno sharing his space with us, Universe Sounds. Obviously, we finished it with the Mount Fuji. That is, I mean, like I said, that mountain, she definitely stole the show. It's been incredible. Yeah, definitely felt like I connected in a different way than obviously last time I was here. I'd like to spend more time out here and maybe even come out here and not worry about the music, but just come out here and take even more of this beautiful culture, and you know.
Thank you so much. The use of today's experience, that's Elijah Fox on the keys and the synthesizer, Malik Venner on the saxophone, Rocco Palladino on the bass guitar. Make some noise for yourselves. Arigato. Thank you to Bruno. Yeah, peace and love.